There are countless of virtues, countless of blessings of reciting the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. There is one story regarding the excellence of reciting the Holy Quran, the excellence of reciting specific surahs from the Holy Quran. So Imam Nasiruddin Basti, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, once fell very ill. And due to that illness, he fell into a coma. Allahu Akbar. Now his relatives, his friends, presumed him to be dead. They thought he passed away. So they buried him. Allahu Akbar. Now, Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, after gaining consciousness, he realized that he has been buried. Now, it was very shocking for him. He was astonished. He was very shocked at what's happening, that he is buried, yet he fell into a coma. He was sick. How did this happen? So, he recollected a narration that whoever recites Surah Yasin 40 times in the time of distress, Allah Azza wa Jal would remove his troubles and trouble will turn into relief. Allahu Akbar. Then Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi alayhi started reciting Surah Yasin. When he reached his 39th time of reciting Surah Yasin, due to the divine sight that Allah Azza wa Jal granted him, he saw and looked out of the grave that a shroud thief was digging his grave. Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi alayhi just completed his 39th time and was seeing this thing happening. His grave was being dug by a shroud thief. So when he reached his 40th time, alhamdulillah, he completely recited Surah Yasin 40 times. And then the shroud thief dug his grave completely and Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi alayhi came out of the grave. When the thief saw this, from such a shocking event or such a shocking thing that just happened, that a person was buried into a grave and randomly came out from the grave. Due to just witnessing this shocking event, that same moment that shroud thief died. And then Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, due to knowing this narration that when you recite Surah Yasin 40 times at a time of difficulty, the difficulty is removed and that trouble is turned into relief. So he made a vow and that he is going to write a commentary on the glorious Quran. Now the thing is that after he came out of the grave, he instantly knew that if he goes to the city at night or in the morning, people are going to get confused. People are going to get shocked that this is that same person we buried. So slowly, slowly, door by door, he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi knocked on someone's door and told him that I am Imam Nasiruddin Basti rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. You presumed me to be dead, yet I am alive. And then he, like that, he told everyone and then he made intention of writing a commentary of the glorious Quran. I'm hoping everyone witnessed the greatness and the blessings of reciting Surah Yasin. When it comes to the glorious Quran, the Holy Quran is the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, which was revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. This book is the greatest book that has been revealed in comparison to all of the previous scriptures that were sent by Allah Azza wa Jal. Now this book, it has been given the title of Kalamullah, or the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Such a great title this glorious Quran has been given. Revealed by Allah Azza wa Jal. Brought down by Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. Revealed upon the heart of the greatest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Given to the greatest ummat, ummat Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Such a great honor, blessing, you can say the greatness of this book. No person can imagine how great this book is. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the glorious Quran regarding the praises of the glorious Quran, glorifying the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully says, translation from Kanzul Iman, Allah has sent down the best of books, that is the Holy Quran, which is consistent throughout the one with paired statements. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam beautifully mentioned, Asdaqul hadithi kitabullah. That is the most truthful hadith is the book of Allah azza wa jal. And in another blessed hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned, Khairul hadithi kitabullah. That is the best hadith is the book of Allah azza wa jal. Subhanallah. Now commenting on the above mentioned hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh has stated, this hadith, and I mentioned hadith, this hadith means a talk or statement. Therefore, according to this meaning, the glorious Quran is also a hadith and talk of people as well. But as a terminology, only the blessed sayings and the actions of the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is called hadith. There's no contradiction. So here, the word hadith is in the literary form, in the literary sense. Words of Allah azza wa jal is superior to all other scriptures and books, as Allah azza wa jal is himself to his creation.